All right, today marks the first day of the new IHSAA three-phase plan to try to get sports back and running by this fall. Phase one starting today. Joining us to talk about some of the changes and what these phases mean is the athletic director down at Madison High School, Joe Bronchella. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, Joe, phase one of three starts today. What exactly does that mean? What are the teams and coaches and players allowed to do right now and some of the things that they're not allowed to do yet?
So we are real excited because today, like you said, kicks off our startup of phase one. We've been waiting for this phase to come, and a lot of kids have been very excited ever since our March 13th shutdown at our school corp. So with this new phase, it's more of a couple weeks to ease ourselves back into the flow, to ease ourselves back into conditioning shape. I know that some of our kids have been going to local gyms or doing things on their own to try and refine their skills and continue. However, the majority aren't. So this allows us the opportunity to give them a two-week buffer as they come in. One of the changes compared to what typical summer would be coming off a moratorium is that we are limited on the number of hours that our student athletes can work out in a per-day basis with their team and also on a per-week. We at Madison decided to do a little bit harsher on it to try not mix pods. So we did essentially a next sport up. So what that means is if you're a fall athlete, you're going to go to your fall sport. But if you also have a winter sport, we're just going to let you stay with your fall sport as this basic conditioning and beginning starts for this two-week window. But once phase two begins, then we'll start getting into a more of a normal summer like the past has been.
So you could have some football players that are just focusing on football right now instead of football workouts and practices along with basketball conditioning if they play basketball in the winter.
That is correct. That is our approach to it. And I know different schools are doing it different ways. With the maximum of 15 hours we're allotted for our student athletes to be on campus and to be working with our teams and coaches, we felt like it was a pretty safe way to make sure to stay under it, to help get our kids back into the flow. And also, we don't want to overdo our kids as they return, because like I said, some of them may not have been doing very much. And to go straight from doing not very much to practicing with football and then basketball and then sometimes either track or baseball on top of that can be quite a bit, especially with we're in the heat of summer and it's pretty hot outside as well.
I know with this first phase with the IHSAA and their plan, there have been a lot of limits and things that are not opening yet. So, again, it's not official practices yet, right? Everything is still voluntary workouts. And I know, like, the locker rooms, like, no one's allowed to go into the locker rooms yet, right?
Right. So we're 100% voluntary participation. And if families don't feel like it's safe or they're not interested in sending their kids in to work out with us, you know, we totally understand. It's just like summer rules the same way until August 3rd once we start kicking off our official fall season, or July 31st for girls golf. We do not have access into locker rooms. We're very limited in the spacing in the area. So what we did is we've designated areas where they can come in, designated areas where they can go out. We do have a restroom allotted available for them to do it, but then there's also a sanitation area right by it on top of the hand washing. We do not allow anyone to utilize our drinking fountains, water troughs, or anything like that. They have to bring their own water bottles to practice or their own hydration to practice, and then they also come ready to go because of no locker room. The one thing that we've had to really focus on is as we reopen and we re-enter kids into our atmosphere is for the indoor parts, we're really focusing on our custodian scheduling. They're going to come down at this time, sanitize restrooms or clean restrooms thoroughly. And then once we have that group of kids leave our gym, so like for example, we had volleyball this morning, so we had to allow the time frame of what time do they end, let the custodians know, they go back and re-clean those same areas and do that continuous throughout the day. Like I already said, we have some sanitation of hand sanitizers that we have provided. We have specific cleaners that we use in specific areas on equipment. One other thing that we're trying to do is also limit what's inside and have a little bit more of our groups do things outside. Conditioning is really nice outside, and it does help us with a lot of the spaced out areas we have. So that's another key that we're utilizing.
Again, we're talking with Joe Bronchella. He's the athletic director at Madison High School, phase one of three. with the IHSAA, slowly getting these student athletes back to working towards sports returning this fall. Joe, would you say this has been a big challenge for you as an athletic director? Obviously, we're talking about coaches and players and trying to figure out how they can still incorporate practices and training and conditioning and stuff. But what has been the biggest challenge for you as the athletic director during all this coronavirus pandemic craziness?
Well, I would say the easiest answer to that is the uncertainty of what's happening next, and then just the overall being prepared. We've been working on this rollout for quite some time right now. And just the fact of, you know, if a new symptom came up, I believe, a week or two ago that we need to look for. And when you have symptoms pop up or you have new numbers or you have a potential of an outbreak in your community, you know, how does that change things? What do we need to be prepared for? Because this is something that none of us have really ever been prepared for in regards to this ever happening to us. So I say the biggest challenge is knowing what to do next, being ready. And the best way to do it is by communicating with your families, communicating with your coaching staffs, and trying to educate the best you can of what are we going to do next.
Going off of that, let me ask you your personal thought. Do you think there will be football and other fall sports this year?
I sure hope so. I know that everyone is itching to get to do their sport, and everyone's itching to watch something. I do want us to make sure that we still remain safe, and I don't know what kind of protocols will be in place. I know that there will be some spacing. I know that we're doing some changes with our gym. We have a good-sized gym down here, so when we have volleyball, if we're allowed to have fans, which right now it looks like that after August 15th, then we're planning on spacing them out in the upper bowl and then just having, you know, awareness signs up and trying to work with people. But I'm hopeful that we're going to have a fall season. But, you know, I was hopeful that we would have finished our spring out, and it didn't turn out that way for us.
Again, phase one of three starting today with the IHSAA. Joe, when does phase two start, and what are some of the restrictions that will be lifted when you get to phase two?
So July 20th begins phase two, and at phase two we will start ramping up a little bit more with the amount of time that our kids are with our coaches. They'll start allowing the kids to go to their multi-sports. So it'll be easing ourselves more into a traditional summer set. In phase two, near the end of it, we will have our girls' golf season officially begin with regular practice, which is on the 31st. I'm sorry. And then as we get closer to that August 3rd date, we're going to uptick our conditioning amount and how we work our kids and some of our skill development to get them ready. And again, this whole thing is a month process to get ourselves ready and to hopefully get ourselves into a fall season so we can play sports.
Joe Bronkella, he's the athletic director at Madison High School, joining us. Thank you so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.